Good morning. This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Pat Rivers. In this segment, our guest needs no introduction, although I'm going to introduce him anyway. He has been at the helm of Jiva Theater for 27 years, and during that time, he has directed more than 55 productions, premiered more than 25 plays and musicals, and established nationally recognized education and literary programs. A playwright and an actor himself, Jiva's artistic director, Mark Cuddy, joins us this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pat. Great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. We're back to doing in-studio interviews now.
Isn't that fun? I know. And in theater productions.
It's great to see faces now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Mark, it's been great to having you be a part of Jiva. We're celebrating the 49th season, and it's also a season of change for you and for Jiva, as you've recently announced news of your own.
I did. Just a couple of months ago, I announced that this coming July 2022, I would be retiring from Jiva at the end of this 27th year. Something I've been thinking about for a few years, and during the pandemic, had a lot more time to think about it.
I'm sure.
And I think the time is right to bring in a new artistic director to launch them into our 50th anniversary season, which starts next September.
Now, will you be staying in the Rochester area?
Yes. Christine and I love Rochester. We, of course, have been here that entire time. We raised our two boys here. And I want to be around to celebrate the 50th anniversary, too.
Well, and you should be.
Well, you know, I like to joke that, and now, Pat, you know, we see each other on opening nights, but I can actually have the real champagne. I don't have to drink ginger ale every opening night.
Oh, you've been drinking ginger ale all this time?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that. You had us fooled. Well, Mark, thank you for your years here at Jiva and for raising the bar, if you will, with the remarkable entertainment that you've brought to this community and the theatrical community. You made it that much better. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. You know, it's been such a joy.
We'll talk about what's in your future and Jiva's future in a moment here, but first, the 49th season, Viet Gone, which is open now, right? Is it on stage now?
It is. Our first audience was Tuesday, September the 28th.
All right.
Oh, it was remarkable. We all held our breath a little bit.
I was just going to say, was it a full house?
No, but we were thankful that we didn't have a full house because we honestly hadn't had people in the building for a year and a half in terms of audience members. So it was nice to get a little, you know, slower start to the performance week.
So what is it going to look like now that we can go back into the theater again?
Right. So we are requiring, before entering the building, that you show proof of vaccination. You can do that, of course, by vaccination card or your Excelsior pass or a photo of your vaccination card. And if you don't have that, we need to have you show a negative test within a certain number of hours, depending on the test. So our website sort of details all of that. And then once inside the building, everyone's masked.
Okay.
Through the performance, certainly through the lobby, if you have a beverage or a little something to eat in our cafe, then you can certainly take the mask off then. But no drinks into the theater, and everyone's masked, and it's worked out great. Everyone's very happy about it.
That's awesome. That was going to be my next question. Will you have concessions available?
We do. The full kitchen is not open. We have some small things to nibble on, plus the bar is open. The bar is always open,
yeah,
Pat.
Right.
That's one of the things in the theater.
Yes.
And so, we are having people in our bar and cafe have drinks, but they have to finish them before they go into the theater.
I see. The key is keeping the masks on.
It is.
During
it
the
is.
Performance.
You know, the only people who do not have masks on are the actors. And frankly, you know, they're at risk. They're sharing that same theater space. So we have to make sure all of us are masked.
That's awesome. 49th season actually begins this January. So Viet Gone is part of what was supposed to happen.
It was our 2021 yes. season. I know, last season. But we stretched it out so that we could at least complete the season in person. That was important to us.
Okay. And then tell us a little bit about Viet Gone.
Sure. It's written by Quy Nguyen. And it's a story about his parents, really, who were refugees from Vietnam after the fall of Saigon. And so many Vietnamese refugees came over, got airlifted out to America, and started their American lives in refugee camps here in the States, whether it's Camp Pendleton in California. His parents were in Fort Chaffee in Arkansas. And so the play is a love story of how his mother and father met at that refugee camp and fell in love there. But it's told in this very funny, very irreverent, very fast-paced, theatrical, lots of scenery, lots of cartoon stuff, lots of video stuff, lots of there's music. There's kung fu. I mean, it's a kind of have a comic book style of telling because the playwright is a fan mm-hmm. of that. In fact, is working on a Marvel movie right now.
Oh, no kidding!
That's his genre.
That's awesome.
So it has sort of a history and a bit of a romantic story, but the style is really very contemporary.
Well, what a nice show to be welcomed back to.
It is. It pulls out all the stops. I mean, you know, as automated scenery and all sorts of things that, you know, Jeeva can do. And we put it all on there on the stage.
Awesome. And Viet Gone is on the stage till?
It is. It runs until October 24th, I think.
Okay.
Something like
that.
We'll
go with that.
Something like
that works.
That's right. It's really terrific. It's a great way for folks to come back and remember what the magic of theater can do.
Yeah. Now, after Viet Gone, is it Christmas Carol?
It is.
Are you going to jump right in?
Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. It really is.
It was just 85 degrees the other day.
Well, I know. We all know what happens to that. Yes. And so we're so excited. A year ago, we couldn't do our full production. We did a radio version.
That's right. I remember.
And that was fun.
That was fun.
You know,
I wonder if we could do that again.
Well, I think that Dickens story can be told again. But our production, again, has all the kind of bells and whistles. And we're once again going to bring everybody together and experience that story.
Well, this was adapted by you, this version that we see, that we're treated to every year.
It is, with terrific music by Greg Coffin. And Greg and I wrote that, and it premiered in 2011. So we're a decade
right.
in.
Yeah, just a year after I came back from Florida. That's right. I remember it well.
Oh, good.
So you just recently had your one-day sale. How did that go?
We did. You know, every September we have a discount day for A Christmas Carol to get everyone in the Christmas spirit. And it went really well. It was the second highest grossing ticket sales day for Christmas Carol in the last 5 years. So people are ready to come back. They want this. It's a holiday tradition. I'm sure they missed it last year.
We did miss it. There's a lot we missed.
You know?
So you're finding a lot of enthusiasm with the patrons.
Tremendous amount of enthusiasm. I think as the weeks go on, there'll be even more. I think once the children get vaccine approved for those under 12, that'll really help, certainly for A Christmas Carol. But I think everyone's, you know, getting back into the rhythm.
You're listening to Rochester Speaks. My guest is Jeeva Theatre's artistic director, Mark Cuddy. Well, Mark, after the 49th season, we have the 50th anniversary. Well, I say anniversary, the 50th year of Jeeva. And will you be involved in that?
Right. So we'll have a new artistic director appointed sometime in the middle of the winter here, January, most likely. And that new artistic director will work with me in forming that 50th anniversary season. And then I will hand that season off for them to produce.
So what's in your future? What does it look like after Jeeva for Mark Cuddy?
Well, you know, I'm sure I'll still do some directing projects and potentially some acting projects and writing projects, maybe at Jeeva, maybe at other theaters around the country. I will not stop working. I will not be running a regional theater, though. And,
okay.
You know, I've been doing that, Pat, since I was 22. So it's been 44 years of running theaters. around the country. And, you know, let's say like, maybe it's time. Yeah. Maybe it's time to pass the torch.
Right.
You know, scale back a little bit.
Well, that's good. It's a wonderful career. You've had an amazing career.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy. I've been very fortunate, of course, and work with so many tremendous people. But yeah, it's time to maybe do something a little different.
And we're happy you're staying here in Rochester.
Absolutely. It's my home.
We don't want to lose you. Well, it won't be the same without you, that's for sure. But change is inevitable in every industry. So we wish you all the best, but we're not saying goodbye yet. The 49th season, like I said, begins in January. What can we expect in the 49th?
Right. So we're going from January through July with five big shows in the Wilson Stage, our larger theater, and three in the Fielding Stage.
So Right.
So the Fielding Stage has been shut down as well since March of 2020, and there's no production now in the fall here, but there will be once the January rolls around. So we're, you know, if it's my last season, and I'm just thrilled with the kind of mix and the variety. I think Rochester's gotten used to this wide range of work that we do on stage. We're starting with a play called Airness, which is, yes, about air guitar.
That's right. Air guitar.
It's
a comedy
about air guitar and the sort of rock star personas involved in air guitar. And that it's just a joy. It has a great heart as well, but it's very, very funny. And then we're ending the season in July with a big season-ending musical of singing and dancing nuns, sister act.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So in between, we have another world premiere. I'm so proud of the new work that we present. This is a new musical called Somewhere Over the Border, which is written about the playwright and composer's mother who immigrated from El Salvador to San Diego and her trip along the way. And frankly, it's based like Somewhere Over the Border. It's kind of based on the Wizard of Oz story where she picks up people along the way until she gets to America.
Somewhere Over the Border.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the songs in that one.
Right.
That's going to be a treat.
Really cool. And what else? We have a comedy about a big corporate yoga company, not unlike, you know, the one that sells apparel and a lot of accessories that we all know the name. I won't say the name.
Right. Okay.
And that's called Yoga Play, and that's a comedy. We have a real-life kind of drama about writers and artists called How to Catch Creation. And we have my final directorial gig when, as Lisa, as artistic director, is a fascinating play called Constellations. And it'll be in the smaller theater, the Fielding Stage. And Constellations is an English play written about two characters. One is a woman who's a physicist, and the other is the man is a beekeeper. And we see them from first meeting, chance meeting, through their relationship. But the twist is she believes in multiverses, you know, that everything is happening at the same time.
Oh, yes, and
so we see all of these moments several times with little variations. If someone said this, if someone really revealed that. So it's kind of the what-if story of these folks as they go through.
Well, it sounds like a very intriguing season.
Well, it's really, yeah. And this play, I will just add, is a family affair. It's my, of course, final directing assignment. The two characters in the cast are my son, Gus Cuddy,
really?
And his real-life partner, Mari Veal Golden. And my wife, Christina Sellian, is the costume designer on it. And so we're all sort of can't wait to get in the
room. I see what you mean by family affair.
It is. It really is.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot to look forward to at Jiva starting right now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So during the this was my question. During the downtime, I would drive by the theater. I don't live too far from here. Mm-hmm. So, and I see the darkened theater. And I think to myself, boy, how are they keeping the lights on? Mm-hmm. It was 18 months you guys were down. Mm-hmm. What were you doing during that period?
Mm-hmm. Well, we did some digital work last year, some things online. That were both audio and video, and that kept some of the fires burning. Of course, our staff had to be reduced greatly. We weren't building scenery. We weren't putting things onto the stage. But we kept active as well as, you know, really took time to think about and, you know, what our role is in the community, what we could be better at, how to initiate more anti-racist policies within our theater to help the inequities in our community. You know, how Jiva plays an important role and how we can just be better at what we do.
You got a new digital sign. I noticed that outside, yeah, which is very impressive.
That's right. Well, We bought that. We put the down payment in before the pandemic.
Okay.
And then it came through with some capital.
Well,
that was
the light at the end of the tunnel, I think, for me. Oh, they have a new sign. Things are going well. You know, it gave me some encouragement.
And also, Pat, you know, in terms of just the financial stability, the federal government came through with many programs. PPP loans and shuttered venue grants and... they really helped us a great deal keep those who are on the payroll paid.
Yeah. Well, Mark, we're just about out of time. And if I can leave you with one last question, what would you say was your biggest accomplishment or achievement while at Jiva?
Well, thanks for asking that, Pat. I think it's the constant evolution of what our role is in our community. You know, remember when I arrived in 1995, our audience wasn't as large. We only had the Wilson stage, the one venue inside our facility. We had one person working in the education department, selling student matinees. We had no paid employees in our literary office. So I think we've evolved and grown and expanded to of redefine what theater means. Now we have 28 education programs with three people running those. We're kind of the full service regional theater and making a larger footprint in our region.
Well, Mark, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us this morning. We could easily go for another half hour.
We could.
If we need it. Maybe someday we will. But thank you for all that you have done for Jiva, and good luck in the 49th season
and
afterwards as well.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Pat.
Mark Cuddy, Jiva's artistic director, our guest on Rochester Speaks.